the Agile Revolution. This is Craig. We're at the Agile 2016 conference in Atlanta, Georgia, and sort of been wandering around the sponsor booths looking for the people who are doing cool stuff. And if you're looking for people doing cool stuff, you have to stop in at the Atlassian booth. And I've ran into Jake Brereton, who is the Senior Product Marketing Manager of Jira. How you doing, Jake?
Doing really well, Craig. Thanks for having me.
So, I talk about Jira all the time on the podcast, as our listeners know. Some interesting things happening in the Atlassian space, but particularly the Jira software space, particularly with the latest release of the software, where it's sort of in getting bigger has sort of got smaller a little bit. So, what's the big changes there?
Yeah. So thanks again for having me, Craig. This is great. So Jira, as you know, and your listeners are probably aware, is a very customizable, very powerful, scalable issue tracking system. That's where it has its roots, and it was first launched back in 2002. So it's been around. And what's forever, we sort of had a product. Well, I shouldn't say forever. For about 10 years, we had a product that was just Jira, and it's sort of our bread and butter has always been software teams. So it started off as a bug and issue tracking system, and saw incredible adoption with software development teams and engineers. And that's how we built it for many years. That was sort of our core audience. However, as we as time went on, we saw more and more people, more and more teams. Our user data was showing that a lot of people outside of software teams were using Jira, because really at its core it's a workflow management system, and everyone has workflow. No matter what team you're on, no matter what goals you have or what work you're trying to accomplish, you have a set of things that need to be done, right? And a process that needs to, those work items need to flow through. So what we were seeing in the market was, Jira would start with an engineering team or a software team within a company, and then when the engineering and software team would be working with marketing on a new launch, or working with legal on getting some new software in the building, or working with the events team on something that they were going to be promoting at an event, people would see Jira and say, "Hey, that's pretty cool. Our team could use something like that." So organically, over time, over 10 years, we saw massive expansion among non-software development teams using Jira. And so what we started to see was, as larger teams and different teams were adopting Jira within the organization, not everyone needed all the software functionality that was originally built in. If you're a marketing team, there's a lot of things that Jira originally offered that, like versions that probably aren't applicable to what you're doing. So what we did back when we launched Jira 7 back in September of last year is we took Jira Agile, which was our sort of industry-leading Agile plugin, which was about 70% of our users were using with Jira, because Agile, as you know, is very popular among software development teams and sort of the industry standard now. And we took the best parts of Jira Agile and we built it right into Jira, so it's no longer a plugin experience. And we named that Jira Software, and we launched a standalone offering specifically for software development teams, specifically for Agile software development teams. So we now have Jira Software, which is doing tremendously well. It's all the latest and greatest things that an Agile team would want, all the customizability that your software team is used to in Jira. But at the same time, what it allowed us to do was sort of create more of a platform where we could also start to build products for these other markets that we know are using and adopting Jira. So the software team needs all that functionality for them. We launched a product called Jira Core, which is a much more lightweight version of Jira, which would be for a marketing team, right? Mm-hmm. About 2 years ago now, we launched Jira Service Desk, which again was sort of our first play into the IT space. Very much, again, the same idea, where a lot of people in IT were using Jira. It's a really natural extension of the product, but they needed very specific things, custom queues and SLAs and portals for their users to support internal IT needs. So now what we have, Jira for about 10 years was just Jira, and now we have three standalone offerings for three different markets and audiences. So we have Jira Service Desk for IT teams, which has been fantastic and doing really, really well. We have Jira Core, which we're just starting to scratch the surface of and are really excited about, focusing on business teams. And by business teams, we mean really anything that's non-IT or software. And then we have Jira Software, which continues to be our flagship product and growing phenomenally well, and we're adding some cool features to it and super excited about it. So Jira has become, over time, sort of a workflow engine and issue tracking system for all teams, which is fantastic, and we're really excited about.
So a couple of things that sparked me as I heard that. So firstly, I guess because Jira Agile and before it Greenhopper as a plugin, and sort of been a long-term user of all of those products along the way, it was always an add-in because it was kind of like there's Jira and it's bug tracking and it's software, and then for the Agile guys over here, you can have your little plugin. It seems like now, given that the whole tide of the software industry has moved to agility, then the product has kind of evolved with it. It's just now a core part of the product.
That's exactly right. And we were seeing, as I said, we had, if we looked at the software teams that were using Jira, over 70% had Jira Agile. So it just, it made us, and that's sort of, I think that trend, you're exactly right, followed sort of the Agile revolution. And as people realized that, hey, we not only need to track all of our work and have a backlog, but we need all of the functionality built in that allows our teams to work in a really Agile way. And so, when push came to shove, we said, hey, the right experience for our users is to no longer offer this as an add-on, but to have out-of-the-box Agile functionality, which you now have. So you spin up a new Jira software instance. You can do it in the cloud or on your server behind your own firewall. And, right out of the box, you have Scrum boards, you have Kanban boards, you have all of your Agile reporting. It's all right there in one consolidated suite.
Or just good old bug tracking, if that's what you want to do.
That's exactly right. Or, there's templates that just say, hey, I don't want any of that stuff. I just want to use Jira to track defects, and that's perfectly fine by us.
So one of the things that's happening in the world is that if you talk about things like DevOps, where you bring in the operations, so your service desks potentially type people and that together, and as well as the business, where we're moving into business agility. How does it work if you've got a project or an initiative where you do have perhaps the operations side and the software side, or probably perhaps your more business related angles together? Is there a way of being able to hook those things together so teams can work?
It's a great question, and it's absolutely one of the advantages of having sort of a platform. So one of the advantages of having Jira Service Desk and Jira Software and Jira Core all on the same Jira platform is that things can, there's not only a very tight integration between them because they're all sort of built on the same fundamental technology, but if you have, in one instance, you can have your IT and your ops guys in Jira Service Desk, and you can have all your engineers in Jira Software, and you can have the necessary people involved in the DevOps processes in Jira Core. And if you need to pull in someone from another team or project, all you need to do is tag them. They can jump in on the ticket, get the work done, push it into the workflow, and it goes back to whomever. So with this whole idea of with the DevOps movement and this need to constantly be working, monitoring, fixing, it's Jira again with that platform play. It's a fantastic it's a fantastic complement to teams that are trying to do that.
Yeah, and I think the other thing, and we've been while we've been here, we've been speaking to a few other Atlassian vendors along the way, the whole ecosystem around this to make Jira part of an end-to-end ALM is probably the really powerful part of the platform. I mean, Jira standalone in its own right is a good tool, but when you start to hook it up with the other parts of the platform, where it starts to become really powerful.
Yep.
Are you seeing now any innovative things come along from the partners to add in to really enhance that Jira experience?
Oh my gosh, where to begin? So much. I mean, we have, as you know, the Atlassian marketplace has over, I mean, Jira alone has over, Jira Software has over 1,000 add-ons. So if there's any really specific use case that we might not be able to support all those different use cases, there is most likely an add-on vendor who has built that in. I think some of the most exciting stuff we're seeing coming out of the marketplace is around sort of analytics, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of, as everyone gets more data driven, people are trying to do Agile at scale and roll things out to 10,000 users to beta test and collect that data, bring it back, and then iterate on the product, it becomes more and more important that people have accurate data up to speed data on exactly how users are using the product and how it's affecting servers and all these things. So we have some really cool innovation, I think, coming from that's sort of out now, as well as some stuff I know is being worked on around sort of, I would say, the analytics space and the data space, because I think Jira is a tremendous tool because it plugs into so many different things and it sort of brings all that information to one place. And again, with the extension of the marketplace add-ons, with people building stuff that we haven't even thought of, it's fantastic. So it seems like daily we're seeing cool integrations launched in our marketplace that never cease to amaze me, the things people are thinking up, and there's definitely more to come. I know of a handful being built as we speak that are going to be really exciting. So awesome. It's a fantastic add-on to our business.
One of the things that you guys have, because you are so linked into the community, I mean, one of the things that I always admire about Atlassian, I mean, internally, you know, you're always pushing the barriers and trying out new things. I mean, you know, from the original FedEx days and Shipit days, as we must call them now, and I'm old school, and even things that the founders talk about, you know, like different ways of, you know, performance reviews, and there's always been innovative things coming out of Atlassian. But the other thing is you're so in tune to that community because there is such a almost like a bunch of followers, like a bunch of you know, it's like a rock band almost, you know, it's like a, you know, the Atlassian faithful, so to speak. But you get to hear a lot of the trends that are happening and cool things. What sort of stuff are you hearing from the customers and stuff that's really happening in their agile world?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think let's see. From what we just did some customer visits last week in San Francisco. I think specifically related to Agile, which of course is why we're all here. I think some of the trends that we're seeing across people practicing Agile now and using Jira software to implement Agile practices is there's really kind of a move. I don't know how you want to call it. Maybe a move sort of back to the center in terms of just finding a way. People are looking at Agile more holistically and just saying, we really just want to find a way that works really well for our team, right? There's a lot of things that if you're doing very strict Scrum, there's a lot of practices that you need to adhere to. And I think a lot of teams went really hard in that direction and are kind of, I wouldn't say course correcting a bit, but they're coming a little bit back and saying, do we really need to do all this or some of this overhead? So we're seeing a lot of stuff. I was at a customer last week and we saw they had a team doing all of their feature development using Scrum and on a Scrum board and pretty strict Scrum practices. And then they had a Kanban board that they were using at the same time for anything that came up that needed immediate attention. And that's just the way they worked. You know, a lot of teams would say, you know, you need to choose one or the other. Mm. And this team had. They were using that amazing, you know, just very, very tight, clean instance of Jira software, really impressive instance, really neat workflows. They had it well integrated with the other tools over here, and they're building features. And if something ever came up, like they said last week, they had a feature request came through that they just couldn't ignore, and they needed to fix something. So the team just spent 2 days, hopped over the Kanban board, prioritized what they needed to prioritize, worked on it, shipped it. Then moved back to their Scrum board, and that's really that made them happy. That made their users happy. That's the way they want it to work, right? Whereas I think a couple years ago you would have seen a lot of heartache with that and people going,
that's not, and you're doing a bit
exactly.
Kanban.
That's exactly right. And our philosophy is always and has always been that we want teams to find the way that where they're most efficient and productive, and whatever works for them, Jira will meet you there, right? Jira is the most customizable tool. You can set it up any which way you want, and if it's working well for your team, you're getting to release faster, you're going to release higher quality software, then it's a win for everybody. So we're seeing some of that. I guess the other thing I made, just to hit on it again, is I think the with sort of the growth of big data and building products at scale. And we have as you know, some of our server instances have thousands, tens of thousands of users. Right? I mean, these huge teams building incredible stuff. There's I think kind of a scramble right now to figure out again how to collect at scale, how to collect data, sort through data, and figure out, you know, prioritize things. You know, before it was a lot of user testing, a lot of talking to customers, and that's great, and people continue to do that. But it's tough to do that when you roll out something to 10,000 people, right? So I think there's going to be a lot of innovation in that space, and what's something we're really excited about. How do we get sort of more real time analytics into the product? But we're seeing a lot of need and want for that. Mm-hmm. People are saying I want to roll something out and immediately get data on it, and have that data flow right into Jira software so that it can then help me prioritize what my engineers can do tomorrow. Mm-hmm. to get us closer to a release. So I think there'll be some cool work in that space.
So here's the tough question.
Okay.
One of the criticisms of Jira is, and you hit on it before, is its customization.
Yes.
And having been a Jira administrator in a past life and sometimes even a current life, that I think is the power.
Yep.
So how do you, someone listening here is going, hey, I tried Jira before. how do you distill that? Like, what is, how do you meet that sort of person who says, yeah, it's all too hard. It's, you know, because it doesn't come out of the box. You know, some of the tools, you know, is that you just pick them up and they work, but you're very limited.
Yes. Right?
Whereas Jira's not. So how do you answer those?
Yeah, it's a great question, Greg. We have, Jira is absolutely a kind of a double-edged sword in that regard. We have the most, again, I think it is the most customizable tool out there for people practicing Agile. But to your point, that sometimes comes with some heartache early on, especially for new users. So we've made several really big improvements to that. And that's something that we're very, very aware of. We're always working towards trying to find that balance between giving people all the customizability that they want and need, because that really is where Jira has, I think, flourished over the past decade, as well as sort of helping people putting up those guardrails when people need them and want them. So we made a couple improvements in sort of Jira software and since the launch of Jira software. First of all, there's a new we have an all new onboarding experience for anyone that hasn't tried Jira, that's tried it a couple years ago. I'd highly recommend hop back online, spin up a free trial of Jira software in the cloud and see the new onboarding. So in the new onboarding, we now have there's a lot more templates. So you can say if you want a Scrum project or a Kanban project, or as you pointed out earlier, some people that don't want either, you just click a button and all the stuff that you need to set up that project immediately is in front of you. And there's a lot less setup on the front end. We also introduced fairly recently an entire test instance with demo data. So a lot of people, again, when they first land in Jira, they're not sure exactly what to do first. And we have an entire instance that has demo data in it. So it's a fully set up instance that shows you kind of all the power that's there and available. And you can just play around with it and see it kind of in its full form, right? We also have, and we continue to have, just an amazingly active online presence for Jira. We've got, you know, so much documentation online. We're always looking to simplify that, right? How do we get that information to users in context, when and where they need it? But if you have questions and you ask them online, there's always people that immediately respond. And we, of course, have a support team that's there to help as well. So it's something that's top of mind for us. We hear it. We have always heard it. We will continue to hear it. And we're making improvements every day to try to get people the help that they want and need right within the product when they need it. And I think, you know, based on things that we see internally, data we collect, NPS scores that we receive, we're making headway. So we're excited about it, and it's a long journey. We've got improvements to make, and we're excited about kind of the next step of stuff that we're doing. But it's top of mind, and we're gonna continue to make improvements there.
So what does the future look like for Jira? Is there anything you can sort of give us some insights into without crossing over the lawyers getting us into trouble?
Sure.
I mean, it's just you and me and a couple hundred listeners. That's all.
Yes. No. It's a good question. So the future is very bright for Jira. We are excited about it. We've got a very robust roadmap. I would say that we have a couple things that are pretty exciting that I think you're going to see over the next year. You're going to continue to see great integrations with both the rest of the Atlassian suite, as well as some cool partners. So we're really excited about that. We just, as you probably saw, we just recently closed an acquisition of StatusPage, which tracks downtime reporting and has an amazing product. And it's just, I think, a really natural extension for, again, what Jira software sort of core competencies are, as well as Jira Service Desk. So as the suite grows, we're going to continue to integrate all of our products more and more tightly, which is something that we constantly hear customers asking us for. We have a very, very robust mobile roadmap as well that we're excited about. So you probably saw a couple months ago we launched Jira Software Mobile, sort of our first iteration of Jira Software Mobile, and we did it in a very lean, agile way. As you know, with everything Jira offers, to try to get that in a really great experience in mobile was a challenge. So it took us some time to say, what is the minimum viable product? What are the things that users want the most? We did a lot of testing, a lot of research, and we launched something that we're really, really happy with. And then it's also going to allow us to just add on functionality very quickly. So we've got, it's now out for iOS. We've got Android that we're working on, and then as some other pretty exciting features that we'll be launching. So that's something that we think is super exciting, that we're really, really amped about. we have, so it's probably worth calling out. I mean, both in the past year, there's been a really specific effort to integrate Jira software more tightly with Bitbucket, mm-hmm. Which is our Git repository system. And we launched some really, really exciting stuff kind of around, I would say, it's kind of automation space. I mean, the end goal being we want people to live in the world where they're most productive and efficient. And for a lot of engineers, they want to stay as close to the code as possible, right? Coming into Jira to update something is not, it's not a good use of their time, and they don't see it as such. And a PM bugging them saying, hey, where are you with this project, isn't good for anybody. So we made, around the time of Jira 6.4, we made some really cool improvements to the Bitbucket integration, which we're only going to increase. But right now, what it allows you to do is you can do a couple things. You can add triggers onto your workflow. So if you're setting up a workflow in Jira and it's hooked into Bitbucket, you can say, hey, if there's a pull request on something, most likely that means that it's going to go into review, right? So you can say if a pull request goes out on something in Bitbucket, the engineer no longer has to go back into Jira and move that. It's going to move automatically.
Hurrah.
Yeah, it's going to move automatically, exactly. And then we in the instance before that, we launched something called the Dev Panel. So now on individual Jira tickets, you can create a branch. You have all the context you need right there on what you need to build. You can then create a branch. It kicks you over to Bitbucket. It pre-fills in the information, and immediately you're off coding. So those two things, we've received fantastic, as you can imagine, engineers said, great, less time in Jira, more time in Bitbucket, that's awesome. And we've gotten a lot of positive feedback there. So we've got some stuff we're working on there as well with a tighter integration between Jira and software Bitbucket, which I think you're going to see play out over the next 6 months or a year.
That's awesome.
Yep.
It's great. You're a company that's living the values and continuously releasing and continue deploying new features. So that's awesome. I'm sure people know how to Google for Jira, but if people want to know more, where can they go find out more?
Yes, yeah, so I encourage everyone listening to please go to Atlassian.com, check out our entire product suite. If you go to Jira.com, it'll take you to all the Jira products. But we've got an entire suite of products. Atlassian makes a fantastic suite of products, from Confluence to our entire Jira suite for all different types of teams to products like Bitbucket for engineering teams. So yeah, please go to Atlassian.com. We have free trials of all of our products. Our products are available in the cloud or on-prem. So if you want to spin up a trial, it takes 30 seconds in the cloud. You can play around with it, see if you like it. And yeah, go to Atlassian.com, check it out.
Excellent. Well, thanks for taking the time, Jake. It's been great talking to you. One last thing.
Yes.
At the end of our podcast, we have a little thing. We always say, Viva la Revolution. So would you join in with me on that?
I'd be proud to. Viva la Revolution.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.